Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
See a 9.8% increase in taxes over last year. Is that true? Are y'all good stewards of the tax dollar? I can't believe that. I don't believe it. When did the tax people, and that's you gentlemen, ever think of the everyday man and woman that goes to work and earns a dollar and he's overtaxed? Tax is a nasty three-letter word. I think that the everyday average man and woman that goes to work and has to pay these terrible taxes and y'all frittered away unnecessarily.
I'm not sure we found the right music.
That was the soundbite you were going to go into. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. That was the wrong music.
Or maybe what citizen in Escambia County, Randy Crook, was saying there in that comment was that you're doing me like Pony. I mean, you know, maybe that's what he's saying, you know, in a not so subtle way. But in any case, this was at the public forum comments during the Escambia budget meeting that happened earlier this week. And, you know, he's angry. You can tell he's very, very angry because of the, you know, 9%. It's actually, I think it's 9.8% increase in the amount of tax revenue generated by keeping the millage rate flat in Escambia County year over year. And he says, why do you increase my taxes? What are you doing? Stop it.
I think you need to cut some jobs to balance a budget and not this terrible tax increase. I think President Truman said it right at first in 1947. Show me a politician that gets rich while in office and I'll show you a thief. Any word from any of you members? Steve Barry, I know you. I've been to your house.
You say, well, Andrew, I thought you said that if they hold the millage flat, it's not a tax increase. It isn't a tax increase, and also it is. Look, I think that Jeff Burgosh has the right of this when he says it's ridiculous. You have to advertise it as a tax increase when it's not increasing the percentage. And, of course, there's all kinds of limitations on how quickly your home tax can go up. If you have a business or a rental, those same restrictions don't apply in the same way. So if you own things, you are paying a lot more in taxes. If you just have your home, it's not quite the same. It's not as bad. But it still is more money. Okay, it still is more money. And he's very, very frustrated, and he's not the only one. But I wanted you to hear this because I think this is an important perspective to hear. That taxes matter, and it comes from people's lives. And it ought to be a chastisement, even when it's justified, even when it's appropriate. And it's a reminder of, you better spend this money right. And don't just take it lightly that you are collecting more and more money every year from us.
Anybody got anything to say? I think you've got too many hands in the pie, giving too many freebies out to people, businesses, and organizations that do not deserve. Who deserves more than everyday man and woman going to work? And you're not giving it to him. You're taking it from him. And you're misusing the public funds. Is that not true, Mr. May? You said it yourself. I'm on your side then. And anybody that wants a tax increase, any one of you commissioners, you ought to be voted out of office. Enough said?
Yes, sir.
Anybody on my side? You ought to have guts to stand up if you are.
Got to have guts to stand up if you are.
Thank you, sir. I've never been invited to Stephen Berry's house, so I understand.
Now, this is a little bit of bringing the Milton to Escambia County, right? I mean, this is the kind of comment you would more likely hear in a Santa Rosa County Commission meeting or in a Milton City Council meeting from the public. But I appreciate this perspective. It's a reminder that government exists at everyone else's quality of life. The money comes out of our pockets. And if it's more coming out, which again, I don't consider it a tax increase, even though I do agree you're paying a higher amount of dollars on your property taxes. And I don't share his anger about it, but it's a reminder that this is not just money from the sky. This is money from people's lives who are struggling with higher rent payments, higher utility payments, higher gas prices, higher food prices across the board, and they're not seeing a better paycheck all the time. And so I'm glad somebody went and yelled at the commissioners. Even if he's wrong, it's a good yell to hear once in a while. 616 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Just kidding. No, I'm going to take that song out of rotation as we take a look at our roads. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. And yeah, what a powerful meeting. I love hearing these sound bites. 110, not showing any slowdowns. Reminder, downtown going to be a little, not muddled, I guess, necessarily. You're going to find trouble parking maybe because we have that seafood festival, which is going to be amazing. That starts today and runs, of course, through Sunday. That's downtown, like always. Shemuckla Highway, taking a look on the other side. Woodbine, Berry Hill Road, all clear. Milton, no slowdowns on Guernsey or Giddens Lane. East, west, north, and south. Spencerfield, too, all moving smoothly. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, you can text it in. 437-1620. Transgressors ceremony next. Great. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the True Blue Band. They'll be playing a variety of R&B, soul, and roots music, so come get funky with the True Blue Band this Tuesday at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for Mount Evans, an obscure peak southwest of Denver, which had been named for John Evans, the second territorial governor of the Centennial State and superintendent of Indian Affairs. Evans, as I'm sure you all know, was forced to resign following the Sand Creek Massacre of 200 Arapaho and Cheyenne by the U.S. Cavalry under Colonel John Chivington in 1864, as part of Evans' directive to subdue the indigenous people he feared would overrun Denver while it lacked military protection during the Civil War. Yes, Evans, in his brief two-year tenure after being appointed by Lincoln, helped establish the legal, educational, and economic systems of Colorado, including bringing the Union Pacific Railroad to Denver, connecting it with both San Francisco and Galveston, Texas. which is why Mount Evans was named for him in 1895. But of course, all of that pale faces in comparison with the massacre, which is why our woke-alitesses have been diligently working toward and now succeeded at renaming Mount Evans as Mount Blue Sky in honor of the Arapaho, who are also known as the Blue Sky People, and the Cheyenne, who celebrate an annual renewal of life ceremony called Blue Sky. Now, of course, this is just another link in the justice-making chain being forged by the American government in rebranding every national landmark in a more pro-Indian and, whenever possible, unpronounceable way. For instance, in order to even get to Mount Blue Sky, you have to drive past a former Squaw Mountain on former Squaw Pass Road, both of which were renamed in 2021 as Mesta'ai Hehe Mountain and Mesta'ai Hehe Pass. In fact, the mountain is so geographically remote that Mesta'ai Hehe Pass had to be built solely for the purpose of sightseeing it. This, of course, is all designed to make white Americans feel alienated from the land and guilty for stealing it and having the audacity to domesticate it, cultivate it, and build it into the most prosperous nation in history, all without permission of the natives who often fought so bravely to prevent America from becoming what it is today. And so we celebrate you, Mount Blue Sky, and we cast out the white oppressor name Mount Evans. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend. Go to
hell. Second, the stained glass windows in the National Cathedral, which had featured Confederate generals Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson. Donated by the Daughters of the Confederacy in 1953, the Episcopal Church had envisioned them as a way of healing the division between Northern and Southern members of the denomination lingering from the Civil War. The windows feature many pairings of Union and Confederate soldiers engaged in productive endeavors, along with flags of both the United States and the Confederacy, beneath images of Abraham Lincoln as a semi-savior of the nation, General Lee reverently reading his Bible, and General Jackson passing over into glory, all of them devoted Christians. Now, clearly anyone with any sense at all knows that representing the healing unity of formerly warring sides would totally be our bag, baby. Except for the fact that we do not want healing and unity with the South. We want them to be vanquished, vilified, and vehemently vituperated. And that is why we are so proud to see another great success for our Otherin and Disarms, who have replaced these wicked panes of reverential unity with glorious images of faceless civil rights protesters carrying signs proclaiming such poignant slogans as fairness, no foul play, or simply no, and this one is my personal favorite, a sign that simply says not. Yes, the images are not ornate, and the slogans are not subtle, but at least the marchers are black and they do not have faces. We celebrate replacing the previous thought-provoking images and their overly complex messages, such as that even the enemies we fight against may well be men of our common faith, sincerely trying to do what's right and destined to share heaven with us as we are all children of a loving God, or that we should remember our history no matter how painful it might be. Instead, we must make sure that onlookers learn that civil rights marchers are good. Period. Message complete. I am, of course, here reminded of the wise counsel of Reverend Perry the Obvious, who taught, "Thou must always dumbeth everything down, so that there may beeth no confusion nor complexity of thought amongst thine sheep." Provoking actual thought is the very last thing we want to do. Thus, we cherish the new windows and the fact that they will never, ever invite a parishioner to spend more than a moment contemplating their meaning on any level other than the most superficial and instantaneous. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, we want to celebrate yet another masterpiece of wokeganda being delivered by the Walt Disney Company in their forthcoming animated feature, Wish. As the newly released trailer clearly shows, this is yet another glorious story of a heroic young woman who finds herself living in a repressive patriarchy led by a narcissistic sovereign.
Once upon a time stood Rosas, the most magical kingdom, founded by a king with the power to grant wishes.
You are their handsomest, most beloved king.
You're right. I am a handsome king.
Yes, in the land of Rosas, the nearly all-powerful male monarch grants the wishes of his subjects, but rather than granting them all, this wicked potentate, who inherited his crown as the firstborn male, no doubt, capriciously decides to grant some and not other of the deepest heart desires of his unsuspecting subjects.
Asha, come with me. The wishes of Rosas.
Whoa.
people give their wishes to me, and I grant the wishes I am sure are good for Rosas.
Some of these will never be granted.
Not some, most.
They deserve more than...
I decide
what everyone deserves.
Ominous music taken to heart. But along comes Asha, a name that means hope or desire, who with her... who will usher in the socialist utopia in which everyone's wishes can come true, no matter how absurd or juvenile or contradictory they may be. Yes, Asha will show that tapping into the pagan power of the universe inside of her, she can fight the patriarchy, live her truth, bring down the fake god-man who presumes to rule benevolently over his people, and manifest a kaleidoscope world of unicorn farts and plump dancing stars so lovely only a fruit-flavored candy wrapper could possibly picture it. Men are wicked, women are good, adults are selfish, children are noble, and the Christian god so clearly represented by King Dream Denier must be overthrown if the Rosens are ever going to taste the rainbow of their Skittlestopia. Thank goodness for yet another Disney movie with no male role models that champions wispy Shiro revolutionaries who sing their way into liberation just by the virtue of their own naive egalitarianism. Well done, comradettes. Well done. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please keep Janice Ford in your self-flagellations as she continues to struggle with the temptation to convert to capitalism. Sadly, Janice was innocently taking a college course in her Florida hometown and was very deliberately exposed to the history of communism because of the new educational requirements signed by Governor DeSantis last year. Since we had no advance warning of her dangerous decision to gain an education, we didn't have time to properly inoculate her against these villainous facts ahead of time, and she now finds herself suspecting that capitalism actually produces a better quality of life for all instead of the glorious equity through universal poverty we offer in our system. Please say your mantras for her at a distance and do not engage her in conversation, or she may spread her free market idea germs to you if you're not careful. We hope she recovers soon. Refreshments this week include sugar-free, salt-free, butter-free, additive-free biscuits made with carbon-neutral soy milk and unbleached whole-grain wheatgrass flour. There will be no toppings this week due to our ongoing boycott of the Jelly Industrial Complex. Please watch each other carefully for signs of choking and drink plenty of non-potable treated effluent as you fellowship in somber self-reflectivity.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
628 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local.
Okay, pale faces in comparison. There's so much. I can't even. Oh, my gosh.
You want to tell them about traffic?
Yeah.
Do you need a beat?
I need a minute. I'm not going to play that pony song. The roads are fine. God, I both love and hate that segment so much. 90 is fine.
Just like me. It's just like your feelings towards me.
That's 100% accurate. 90 is fine. Not showing any problems on I-10, I-110. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, let us know. We're not showing any problems over the 3-mile bridge or the General Chappie James Bridge. I wonder if FNOT's cleaned it up. To find out. And certainly, if you know... FDOT, if you're listening, I know. Come to my house. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
By the way, somebody texted in and said the new windows of the National Cathedral are bad, all caps.
I looked it up. You're right.
They're horrible.
I feel like they could have done a better
they're
justice.
They're comically awful looking, almost like they're mocking their own. I mean, yeah, no, that's, no,
that's
terrible.
That's
it
true.
Really
yeah,
is.
Look it up.
Everything I said in the transcript is like actually accurate. Anyway, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
UAW President Sean Fain will be making an announcement today on Facebook Live about the next steps in the strike against the big three automakers. Last Friday, they expanded the strike from 3 plants to an additional 38 plants. Today's announcement scheduled for 10 o'clock Eastern. It's official today, guys. Netflix is no longer mailing DVDs. Of course, you talked about this quite a while ago, but today is the day the last red envelope is being sent out.
Last red envelope. It sounds so... It's just so painful.
It is, isn't it? The end of an era,
but
officially.
But the upside is, if you got in under the wire, keep them if you got them.
That's right.
You just got 3 or 2 or whatever free movies.
Oh, we should have all joined Netflix real quick.
Oh, we could have been like the end of the Columbia House era when it was, you know, 12 for a penny or whatever and then never come back.
I wouldn't have even known how to owe them money.
Everybody still owes them money. How they stayed in business all that time is amazing to me. Well, there you go. Keep your Netflix. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, did you see that Costco has now started selling 1-ounce gold bars?
No. I'm
online
not
only,
though.
Not in person.
Okay.
They are selling out as fast as they can stock them. Now, I at first thought this was like a dig on the Bob Menendez story, you know, with
right.
him. But apparently, no. Just people love to buy an ounce of gold.
Some progress made, CJ Papa, Fox News. But House Republicans have a long way to go as they try to fight
Republican shutdown.
Well, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's been hinting he's got a backup plan. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
It was a knockdown, drag-out bear.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. It is 68 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Well, in the aftermath of that gun scare over at Pine Forest High School this week, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons classified the call as either being a prank or some type of misunderstanding. Channel 3 recently obtained audio from that call, providing a little bit more insight into what happened.
I'm at Pine Forest. They got a gun.
Okay, are you at the Pine Forest High School?
And after that call, of course, the dispatcher alerted the sheriff's office about what happened.
I had a caller on the line. They disconnected. It sounded like a kid at the Pine Forest High School, 2500 Longleaf.
What did they say?
They said somebody there had a gun, but there's laughing in the background, so I don't know what's going on.
And the sheriff's office says no charges are being filed in the matter. It's not known if the students involved, though, are facing any discipline from the school district. In Mobile County, an investigation continuing today after a 37-year-old mother and two kids were found dead. This is according to WPMI. Investigators there working to determine whether it was a triple murder or a double murder-suicide. Sims police and sheriff's deputies say 6-year-old Mia and 2-year-old Jacob were found dead along with Nancy Johnson. And investigators say Johnson's estranged husband, Derek, lived in the backyard of the home in a camper. He's the one that called 911 after discovering the scene yesterday morning. Sims police say they'd been called to the home multiple times on previous domestic calls. The city of Pensacola continuing to consider future recycling options. They've now gotten some more data to show how many residents might be willing to pay for it. Mayor D.C. Reeves says 1,500 people responded to its annual survey. About half of those indicated they might be willing to pay $8 to $10 a month for curbside recycling.
We have 21,000 accounts. In my mind, that gives us a conservative estimate that maybe 5,000 to 5,500 accounts would be willing to do it when it comes down to putting it on your bill.
And the current recycling program ends this week due to ECUA raising recycling rates and too much contaminated material ending up in the recycling containers. UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders talking about the growth that the university's seen recently.
Student-centered and focused. And do we ever have students this year? And lots of them. Enrollment is up overall by 6% and 14.2% over 3 years.
And that was from her 2023 State of the University speech yesterday. Saunders says more than 14,000 students have enrolled for the fall. That's the biggest number in 56 years. Well, there's a new episode of Cops that's launching on Fox's streaming platform tonight. As usual, Escambia County deputies are going to be featured. This episode is available starting today on Fox Nation, but in order to watch it, you'll have to subscribe to their service. It's about $5.99 a month if you want to see that. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Sure. I'm just totally going to get it so I can watch it. I want to see what deputies are in.
Yes.
We don't know yet. They could do Cops all over Escambia County. Have you done a ride-along yet?
No.
Man, it'll open your eyes, y'all. 90 not showing any slowdowns or delays. I-10, I-110 again reported as clear. It looks like 98 doing just fine, not showing any issues on Avalon or 87 or the drive-through that area. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip or hear something different, let us know. 437-1620. You can text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Good morning. After a cool start, we're back into the upper 80s today with mostly sunny skies. A northeast wind sitting at about 10 miles per hour. This weekend may be a little bit warmer. Lower 90s are returning with lots of sunshine to go around. Could be a little bit on the warm side for Pensacola Seafood Fest and everything that's going on this weekend across Northwest Florida. If you plan to head to the beach, by the way, tempted by the 90s in the forecast, we do have rip current risk that continues over the next couple of days. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you, Joseph. 68 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A judge has ruled that higher minimum pay rates could take effect for many food delivery workers in New York City as he considers challenges brought by app-based companies such as Uber Eats. New York City in June adopted a law setting new pay rates for the delivery workers at around 50 cents for every minute they spend on a trip. The rates were supposed to take effect in July, but Uber Eats, Grubhub, and DoorDash filed lawsuits challenging the adoption of the rates and asked a judge to issue a preliminary injunction preventing the rates from being implemented pending a final court hearing. The UN says Chinese and Japanese shipping companies are the worst carbon dioxide emitters, underscoring the importance of engaging these two countries in the highly polluting sector to forge a path toward zero emissions. The UN says the international shipping industry, which accounts for nearly 3% of global greenhouse gas emissions, must decarbonize as soon as possible. On Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open after stocks closed higher yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SOUL at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SOUL. Enjoy!
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel next Tuesday at 10, as the guests will be from WSRE-TV. Have your questions ready to text in as Jennifer Nisbell, WSRE Director of Development and Community Engagement, and WSRE Marketing Director Mary Riker will be talking about the Wine and Food Classic events and their free Studio Amped concert series coming soon. That's next Tuesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
We're taking TDC dollars to pay $250,000 for the operations of a trolley for the beach alone, for the island. So help me, how much are we paying out of TDC dollars to operate trolleys for downtown?
Zero, I believe.
So I told you earlier when we were talking about some of the comments that Commissioner Luman May had made about the budget and pay and some other things, including Florida West funding and economic development funding, that this year there had been he was especially robust in his kind of class warfare rhetoric of, you know, the beach, the rich people, the districts versus, you know, his district, black people, poor people, and kind of, I don't know, just really kind of raising a stink about a whole bunch of different things, including the idea of buying some trolleys to replace the aged trolleys that are used at the beach, about a $250,000 spend. And I'll be honest, when I first had cut these clips, I had a little bit fresher in my head about where the money all exactly comes from. I think the basic idea is like the money comes from the tourism bed tax, which the county collects and then sends to SRIA. I'm probably going to get this wrong. But the trolleys have to be bought by the county, and so the money's going to actually go back to the county to pay for them. But it's not really like the county's spending the money out of general fund or anything like that, is the way I understand it. And if I got a fact there wrong, somebody will call me and tell me I got it wrong or text me about that. But still, the question is, you know, $250,000, that's the real issue. $250,000 to replace the, you know, old, decrepit beach trolleys for a service that people really appreciate during the high season.
And Robert, I'm supportive. I mean, our downtown, our Mardi Gras, I mean, there's a lot of things in historic Belmont. There's a lot of other tourism attractions that just doesn't reside in the island.
Yeah, but the reason we have the beach trolleys is because the island is such a tourist attraction during those months and scarce parking. Right? Because of scarce parking, people park at Park East or Park West, and the trolley allows them to get back and forth and not have the parking be an even bigger problem as people are clamoring, because nobody's going to park at Park East and walk. You know, like that's, so the idea that somehow there's comparable tourism activity going on in, you know, central Pensacola that needs free trolleys or free bus service or something, it's just, I don't even know what he's talking about exactly.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to support this. I'm saying for me, it has to be a further conversation because I don't see Rodriguez here. But I've said consistently from this dais, you know what? People come and they stay downtown. They can't get from Belmont Developers to the Blue Wahoos because we're not running a trolley and we're not putting any money. And there are tourists that come down there. I mean, and so, you know, if I'm going to spend $250,000 just for the island to satisfy probably, I don't know how many residents you have, you know, 2,000, 3,000. I mean, there are 10 or 20,000 residents with visitors that come, that live downtown, that would love to grab a trolley and come down on Palafox and get it. So
I don't remember the population of the island, but it's not the island residents who use the trolleys. I mean, they might, I suppose, but it's for tourists. It's for visitors. This is a completely irrelevant comparison. The number of people who live in, you know, Central Southern District 3 versus the number. The issue is the tourists who are using the trolleys. So, again, he's just kind of got up on this high horse class warfare kind of stuff about, you know, well, you're helping the rich people out on the beach. You're not helping the poor people in my district.
For me to just support $250,000 for a trolley on the beach, I mean.
And by the way, we spend this kind of money on all kinds of vehicles all the time. It's just a weird hill to die on, you know?
Well, again, without supporting the other people.
The last couple of years, it's only operated Memorial Day to Labor Day, and I think that shows the nature of the tourism side of it and why they came and asked for it.
But that's a lot of that's a lot of money, Robert, to operate from, you know, in that season, $250,000 just for operations.
Well, I think $250,000 is for the purchase. Operations is a separate issue. But
so let me just tell you, when I'm at Brownsville Community Center and JC can't get on the bus because he doesn't have a dollar, but then I'm paying for somebody to ride down the beach, you know, that's where I am. Or I'm paying for somebody, I mean, that is staying down here, that, and these are tourism dollars, so I get it. So tourism dollars can't pay for JC, but it certainly can pay for somebody that wants to go to historic Belmont Developers, which is the oldest African American neighborhood probably in the country, that can't come down to O'Reilly's and get a trolley back.
So let me get this straight. You have however many, hundreds of thousands of people that go to the beach every year and use the trolley because of the parking scarcity out there, and you're comparing that to a guy or even 100 people who want to go from Belmont DeVillers because they're eating at the Dwarf Chicken and they want to go down to, you know, O'Reilly's for the second round. I mean, what in the this? If you do that, all you're going to have is another empty bus route. That's all you're going to have if you try to set this up. So, again, it's just kind of this weird us versus them mindset.
Question, and thank you for being here. And obviously, I have to depend on Commissioner Bender to educate me. I mean, since they don't take cash dollars, I don't go on the beach because I don't like the fees to my tag.
And that's another thing he's kind of been bragging on lately is how he doesn't go to the beach. It's not his place, you know. Okay, whatever.
You know, it was a heavy lift for us to take over Public Works of the beach, you know, and, you know, candidly, we want to keep the beach as beautiful as possible, but I can just tell you, walk through my district today, it's paper everywhere. And so, you know, we're paying for that, you know, and no different than your district. I mean, walk down by Johnson Lakes, what is ROI and where are those funds going? And for me, you know, there has to be clarity.
The ROI is at the beach. And that's the reason that we work really hard to keep it clean, because that matters to the people who are spending that tourist dollar here and funding so much of what goes on in the county. And by the way, which funds so much of the, you know, fire response and law enforcement and everything else that happens in District 3, because District 3 is the poorer area that doesn't spend as much in terms of ad valorem. It's kind of tone bothers me, this way of, and oh, somebody texts in and says 7,000 people on the beach, but you're exactly right. That's completely irrelevant because it's the tourists, not that. So I don't know. Just I heard all this and I thought, you know, look, I like Luhmann, but there's some things that he brings up periodically that just frustrate me. And, you know, it sounds like political pandering. It sounds like he's just got to be up there saying this for, you know, the people who want to resent the wealthier neighbors again, who, you know, and not particularly the beach, because I know the lease fees and all that. But, you know, the nicer areas of town that contribute far more to the ad valorem that pays for the services that make everybody available. I don't know, just it just rubbed me wrong, and I want to talk about it a little bit. 647 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not watching any slowdowns or delays. Taking a look over by Belmont DeVillers. It looks like everything's running very smoothly downtown, not showing any problems on Cervantes. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got a project you're working on and you need any kind of hardware, safety gear, saws, anything, Pensacola Hardware. And especially if you've got a problem that's kind of hard to solve, like you're just not sure how to solve it. You know, I know the typical thing is, well, just go on YouTube. Okay, fine. I mean, do your YouTube research. That's fine. And then go to Pensacola Hardware and ask them if YouTube is right, because that's what they'll tell you, and they'll know. And they won't be guessing, because you know how sometimes, look, and this is not a problem unique to like hardware places, but you know, sometimes you go to a store and like you discover pretty quickly that you probably know more than the person that you're trying to ask for help from. You know, like, it's a little annoying. At Pensacola Hardware, that will not be a problem. You will not have that problem. You will find out that they know a lot, and they have been around, and they know this industry, and they know, and that's whether you're, you know, doing a personal home improvement project or a repair, or whether you're building homes for a living. They know this stuff. They've been doing this since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, since before the Civil War, kind of how long. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
Work, kids, finances. Your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone, living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at GoGulfWinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wire.com for tickets and event information.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
Pineapple music.
National average for a gallon of gas holding steady at 383. Florida at 351. Mississippi is the best in the land at 324. California is still, in case you didn't hear it yesterday, over $6 a gallon at 608. If you are in Navarre this morning, 323 east of the Walmart, same at the West Walmart. 325 at the stations, going up 87. 320 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. That's a little cheaper than it's been. 345 in proper. That's right. You spend a quarter a gallon more just to buy your gas inside the city limits. 324 at the Raceway in Milton, same at the Pea Ridge Murphy. 329 at the Raceway going through Pace. If you're in Pensacola on 9 Mile, the Walmart has 317. Same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, looks like you got 321 at the Murphy on Navy Boulevard. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen, with the lowest out-the-door price in your next new Volkswagen. PeteMooreImports.com. 651 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody had texted me in here that those clips from Lumen sounded more political than the earlier ones. Yeah, no, there was just weird stuff going on in the budget meeting this year. There was stuff like the big fit pitched over the trolleys. It didn't make sense. It seemed, I don't know, was it political? Was it grandstanding? I'm just not quite sure. The stuff about not wanting to fund economic development in the future if you don't get jobs for the District 3, and then the other stuff about, you know, pay raises for the lower end have to, you know, more than, you know, be greater than the pay raises that you give to the people at the higher end, which... The reason you give pay raises in part is cost of living goes up, in part to stay competitive. And the competitiveness is mostly felt at the upper end because people can make more money going somewhere else easier if they have higher end jobs. That's why you pay more for higher end jobs. Anyway, but, you know, all that aside. So 437-1620. Oh, as somebody said, you know, Andrew, even when I know you are not right down the middle, you make it sound like you're right down the middle. I'm like, well, to me, I always feel like, this is the philosophy for me, I always feel like you have to at least give the other side a fair shake. Like, you have to say it in a way that even, and I don't always succeed at this, but this is a goal. You should represent the other side in such a way that if an advocate of that side hears you talking, they're like, yeah, that's right. And almost, honestly, you really win if you can represent the view you disagree with so well that you make them say, oh my God, he's saying it better than I would. Like, that's when you're really accomplishing something. And I don't know that I always get there, but I'm always striving to get there. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
America's top military officer headed for retirement. An official farewell ceremony scheduled for this morning at Joint Base Myers-Henderson Hall in Virginia for Chief Mark Milley. The House expected to take up a stopgap funding bill today. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy does not appear to have the votes to pass it, leaving Congress on track for a possible government shutdown Saturday night. Apparently, a viral video by Britney Spears caught the attention of police this week.
That's after she posted a video to social media that shows her dancing while holding a pair of knives. Several concerned people contacted the Ventura County Sheriff's Department after watching the video. Deputies also spoke with Spears' head of security and her attorney. Authorities say she was not in any danger. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Have you watched it?
I have not.
Oh, no. It's super creepy.
Just because you're dancing with knives?
She's made a lot of videos lately that are super weird. And this one here, I think I can find it here, and you can kind of hear the sounds. This is her dancing kind of weirdly around in like bikini bottom and some top, and that's her banging the knives against each other. I mean, this is like, you know, meat cleavers.
Huh.
And she's like just cling, 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 and twirling around and doing her thing. And
is that the monks?
Super weird. What's that?
The Buddhist monks that played at Lollapalooza. I'm trying to remember what their name is. That's who she's dancing to. That's weird, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a second one. She's got a previous one because she's wearing a different outfit or whatever. But so this is now a thing. The knives dancing thing is a theme for her, apparently. And I saw this, you know, I saw a story about it. I'm like, well, how bad is it? Oh, that's weird. So they sent the police to do a wellness check, and well, I don't think she's handling the post-divorce announcement so well, just personally.
Maybe she's just looking into a new act, a knife-juggling act.
Maybe.
Coming soon to the next Britney Spears concert.
I mean, you always got to evolve your performance, you know? Okay. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:55, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Should I do it to Pony? See, she should have used Genuine.
Other video she's got where that's the case,
too. You haven't gone through three divorces. You have no idea what that's like.
That's true.
90 is not showing any slowdowns or delays, not from Milton into Pace into Pensacola. And it looks like as it turns into Scenic and Cervantes, also clear. You see an accident or have a traffic tip or a joke about Britney Spears, the knife stuff, 437-1620. Text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, Friday.
Good news note. Somebody texted in and said, remember yesterday we were talking to West Moreno? We'd had some people tell us that the bridge was filthy.
Yeah.
Apparently they cleaned it up.
Hey, that's great.
Now, I don't know that it's because we talked about it. I don't know whether Wes called them or, you know, because I had asked him, hey, if you think of it, give him a call. I failed. I forgot. I got home. I got busy writing the transgressions and did all kinds of other stuff. I forgot to call Ian Satter from FDOT. But I got a report in that apparently the tires and the cooler and all the stuff that was the debris all over the bridge is gone.
Hey, great.
So, you know, one time it's cleaned up and maybe that continues. I don't know. I don't know whether it's because we talked about it or not, but I'm glad it happened. Right? That's
Same, same. Yeah. It's nice to show off the beautiful amenities that we have and let people see it for the first time clean.
It is a bit of an aesthetic contrast between the beautiful lights on the outside and
that's
the tires and coolers and
we're
missing
not
chair pieces.
Are we?
What is this, New Orleans? 6:56 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my goodness. What else do we have going on? Did I say that out loud? Anyway. sorry.
It is. New Orleans has a scent to it.
Oh, thanks for that. Now that's in my head.
You're welcome.
Also, just on a side note, you and I experienced something that had a scent to it.
I know.
I don't want to think about that. But I get a whiff of it every time there's a garbage day. So anyway, did you see this? You know how they put, good Lord, you know, they put Joe Biden on the low stairs for Air Force One because he was having trouble getting up and down the big stairs, which, again, I understand. I sympathize. I think if I were the special care team for the president, that's what I would recommend because it's less opportunity to get hurt. And the last thing you want is President Harris. So anyway, he's now stumbled down the low stairs. He didn't fall, but he kind of had one of those moments. Thank goodness I'm holding onto the handrail. And they've got him wearing sneakers now. Like, they're deliberately crafting a bubble-esque environment around him to protect him from himself. So,
good. He's the president. But also, like, I've fallen here.
Yeah, I don't think
don't
it's the same.
Me.
Also,
I know.
Governor Gavin Newsom has now signed a law eliminating poverty in California. $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers.
That's awesome.
Is it?
Yes.
How much do you want to pay for a Happy Meal?
How much are you paying now for a Happy Meal? I can't go anywhere and get anything under 10 bucks.
And will this accelerate the shift towards automation and, you know, self-ordering and all of that?
Yes.
It's not for everybody. It's not a minimum wage for everybody, but it is a minimum wage for fast food workers in particular because, you know, the argument is like $40,000 a year. It's still not really a living wage in California. You know what housing goes for in California?
Yeah, it's way worse.
Double what it is here. I mean, it's like, that's why they come here and buy our houses.
Plus,
because
people are garbage that go to fast food places. I mean, we all go, but they're mean to people.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Too.
It's just, yeah, you put up with a lot when you work fast food. That was what I was saying.
It seems to me like what this is going to wind up doing is driving up prices, clearly, and also, or causing them to fire people because, you know, the idea is it's better for somebody to not have a job than to have a slightly better work. Well, yeah, but they won't. We have a worker shortage. 5:59 on news, 6:59 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, is it future news already? Okay, well, so here we get to disagree. Will the California minimum wage solve the economic woes of the fast food industry?
No, of course not. You're a jerk. But you put it like that. I know. But you know, I'm just saying it's so hard to work fast food.
It is
we
hard.
We all know that.
It is hard.
Yeah,
it's a good starter job. It's not when you make a career out of it. Will Commissioner May block either economic development or the budget if he doesn't get what he wants next year?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't say so either.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
UWF gave their State of the University address yesterday. There was some good news. We'll tell you what it was right after this update from Fox News.
More auto workers may walk off the job this afternoon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I went 11 years without a significant pay increase as the price of everything went up.
Doc Killian's a Ford worker in Michigan who went on strike 2 weeks ago when the first three plants were shut down. The union's leader may be about to expand that again.
UAW President Sean Fain expected to announce the plans today after expanding the strike to 38 parts distribution facilities last week. These contracts with the GM, Stellantis, and Ford, they did expire on September 14th.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni. Congress has 40 hours left to work out some government funding. House Republican Michael McCaul tells Fox they may consider a short-term budget.
And then we would have to get this through the Senate
By Saturday, or the government does shut down.
Some conservatives oppose temporary funding, instead calling for a full budget and 12 bills with spending cuts the Senate opposes. Democratic Congressman Dean Phillip tells Fox if there's a shutdown, it hurts
hundreds of thousands of women and children who rely on support for food, our military not being paid.
There's news after the first House Republican hearing in their impeachment inquiry, Democrats call illegitimate.
The Oversight Committee is producing now an email from an IRS, an email to an IRS official after the IRS was approached for comment about the Hunter Biden tax affairs case by CNN. Quote, producer has an email from Hunter saying he expected all of this, quote, stuff to go away when his dad becomes president. They have now subpoenaed Hunter and James Biden's personal bank records. So far, many, many accusations, but no proof President Biden ever personally profited from the family's business dealings, and none of the witnesses Republicans called have firsthand knowledge of the Biden family's dealings.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House in Tempe, Arizona. The president hit back at who he calls MAGA Republicans.
An extremist movement does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy.
America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your